Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Cool. C-O-O-L, cool. The little emoji face with the sunglasses on. Don't worry, man. It's cool. Cool. Text cool to 72881 by the end of this hour. You've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. We'll do it seven more times today. 9K a day.
Boy.
We want winners.
Pays to be a listener at Alice.
Sure does, man.
You should stay with us and get paid.
Please do.
All
day. In
fact,
just turn on your home device and let it stream all the live long day, whether you're there or not. Play for your pets. Play for the neighbors. Turn it down really low. Turn it up all the way. Just keep it on, please.
Text us and let us know you're leaving it on, because we'll do material right for your dog.
Yeah.
No problem. Right. So I consider myself an expert on you. Like, I feel like, yeah, on you. I feel like I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
I've asked you every question under the sun in an effort to entertain the people.
Sure. And yourself.
Well, I'm here. I mean, I might as well enjoy it.
Right. Sure.
So this question gets asked by, I don't even know where 847 lives. Where does 847 live?
Where's 847?
847 has asked a question, and I thought,
Chicago.
All right. You try to answer it.
I can't answer
this. You try to answer it. Tell me.
Well, the answer's, in my opinion, the answer is a yes.
Oh.
So the question is, has Sarah boned any brothers? And they say, I'm betting yes. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you have boned
two. Well, I boned one of the brothers. I made out with one of the brothers.
Wait. So you boned one brother and then the other brother you made out with them?
First I made out with a brother. The Pouliopolises.
The Pouliopolises?
Peter and Kevin Pouliopolis. Yep.
Okay, so you made out with Kevin.
No, I made out with Peter.
Peter.
And,
why didn't you do him?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think he wanted to.
What? That's ridiculous.
Actually,
you mean you were there making out and then he was like,
oh, no,
thanks.
It wasn't.
Have a good night.
I don't remember why I didn't. I mean, truly, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I was into Peter and I don't.
And you could only get Kevin?
And I could only get Kevin.
Oh, geez. So you went for the janky brother?
No, they were both really good looking, really good looking. The Kevin had, oh my God.
Can we look up Kevin Pouliopolis on Facebook?
I really wish I hadn't said their names.
How do you even spell that, Pouliopolis?
Definitely, it starts with a Q, so don't. You know.
It does not.
Pouliopolis.
Kevin and Peter.
Sideways.
Oh, they have Peronis? Perones,
well, I don't know
how do you
they
say
do,
it?
But.
But Kevin has Perones?
I don't know.
How do you say it?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
Since when don't you have, aren't you the wordsmith?
I don't know. Peroni sounds right.
All right. Did you find Kevin Pouliopolis?
He took a hard job.
I think
jog
it's Pouliopolis, and I can't find anybody with that last name.
Oh, did it hurt?
Good news. No.
Oh, you liked it.
I didn't say that.
You did like it. So the curve wasn't a negative. I don't. I couldn't hear
that's
that.
That's it. The answer is no. I've never boned two brothers.
Have you?
No.
You never got both. Both boys in the family.
Nope.
Huh.
And I was sitting here thinking about it while you're squirming over there.
It's funny, too, because I didn't, and I went, oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Sort of. But I definitely didn't do them both. I tried, though. That Peter, he was good looking.
So let me get this straight. So first you made out with Peter. Then you went and
My girlfriend was semi-seeing. Oh, my God. That's not his last name either.
Pouliopolis.
Because
nice
now
try.
I just remembered. And they're not brothers. Peter Pouliopolis is a dude. Kevin's last name is different, and his sheep. Never mind. I take it all back. No, the answer is no.
You're covering up your tracks.
I'm truly not.
This is a circle back
I'm
to cover up the
not.
Story
I was
you just
into
exposed.
Peter Pouliopoulos, and his friend was this kid, Kevin. And the brother of the kid, Kevin, wound up married to one of my friends. It means that I mean, it was 35 years ago. Honest to God, I did not have sex with two brothers. I didn't. Ugh.
Someone right. says there's a Peter
Pouliopoulos
who's VP at NBC.
Oh.
Let me see what he looks like. I mean, 35 years, maybe he could have.
Look at the name. And a lot of people are texting in saying, when you asked if she boned brothers, people thought they meant brothers.
Oh.
Black eyes.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. No, I just mean two people, two boys related.
Yeah.
By parents.
Good looking guy.
By
oh,
birth.
Oh, wow.
Is that him?
That's your boy there?
Peter Pouliopoulos?
He's about the right, he's about the right age.
You made out with that dude?
I don't know.
Look him up. Let's
so
see
much
if
older.
He's from.
Can we see? He's, not you know what? Looking. I think that might be him.
Really?
I am not kidding.
Has he,
Does he have any kid photos of himself? He's a good looking guy. Okay, tall, Greek dude, dark hair, big nose.
Wow.
That would be so I can't believe I just said his name. It was so stupid of me. I actually held back from the other guy's name now that
Kevin?
Yeah.
Well, the thing was is we
he
thought they were
Greek.
Supposed to be brothers.
Well, I was thinking that they were, but now I realize that Kevin had another
what's
brother.
What's his last name?
I'm not going to say it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It was a mistake to say Peter's last name.
Why? That's I mean, they're people from your life.
Well, I'll tell you something. Peter's off the hook because I was into that dude, and I think I made out with him one time, but that was it. I mean, he was not into little.
Where were you?
Little Sarah. Somewhere, you know, in.
I don't.
The Brockton
That's why
area.
I asked. No, I mean, where?
Back home.
In the Brockton.
I don't know.
We had a couch and a car.
I really don't have
in
that.
The Brockton.
You know, I want to say he came over my house.
This was in your parents' house then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, all summer long, we had a pool and you know.
But you had a pool, but your mom was around.
He went to Northeastern University.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's from Brockton, Massachusetts.
Dude.
Get out of here!
That is incredible. That's I'm telling you, that's. I think that looks like him.
From Brockton, Mass?
That is hilarious.
This
is crazy.
So this is him. Does this guy look familiar?
Could be. I mean, that's 35 years later.
Let me see if I can find a...
But he's, you know, he was a good-looking kid.
Dude, Funny. He's the head of NBC.
No, he's not.
You just...
Is
what
he
are
the
talking
head
about?
Of NBC?
He's a VP, it
he's
says
just some
there.
VP.
Whatever.
Vice President of Olympic Sales at NBC Universal Media, Manhattan Beach, California.
That's gigantic.
That is so funny.
He's from where are you
find
from?
Basically Brockton.
Brockton, Mass.
What do you want me to find?
I don't know. See if you can find pictures of him when he was younger.
I can't. I'm looking
oh
for them right now.
Oh, my God. That's so perfect.
That is the. Is that his wife?
Yeah, that's his wife. She must not
She's
like
good
you.
Looking.
She's
well, she doesn't even know me. Please, I was nothing. I was probably 17 or 18. I want to say I met him when I was still in high school.
But there's Pete. What? I'd love to ask that guy what. So Sarah's like there going, you can have it.
No.
Take it. It's
I was
yours.
Pretty young.
And he doesn't do it? It's his problem.
He just wasn't into me.
Whatever.
Maybe I was a bad kisser.
Who does he think he is?
Peter Pouliopoulos.
Yeah.
That is so random and funny. And
it
it's
is.
Not and he's not even a brother of some well, at least not of a brother that I oh my God. I totally screwed up. I just realized.
So you
afterwards.
Boned his best friend Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
So if we talk to him.
Oh,
look on his friends and see where Kevin is.
Oh, okay.
Look for Kevin.
I'm
just
not
look in the
you
friends. You don't need to. Just type in search
bet,
for Kevin.
I wonder if they're still friends.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
We are so booking this guy on the show.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. Do not reach out to him. He'll be mad that I even said his name.
He has a bunch of friends, though. Here's
oh, my God. Kevin Doohan? Doohan?
No.
Kevin McCann?
No.
Kevin Del Monte.
I'm going to write down the name.
Kevin Conroy.
Does he really have that many Kevin
Yeah, there's
friends?
A lot of Kevins. Keep going. Scroll up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
That's all the Kevins.
It starts with an SK? Oh, sorry.
What is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? I'm not telling you anything. This is a huge mistake. I feel, I actually have like a sick feeling in my stomach. Like, we just found this dude.
Yeah.
Although I suppose there's just not that many Peter Pouliopoulos's from Brockton in the world. Jesus Christ.
That's fantastic.
What has happened?
Oh my God.
The best moment on the show today.
Is my face bright
red? Yeah, bright red, totally.
Oh my God.
Tomato soup red. Oh,
Jesus.
Turn the fan on.
Here's some more text. That was the one text, by the way.
Oh my God.
Sarah and Vinny, you're all a hot mess. Y'all are a hot mess. The tampon story was hilarious.
Yeah. My mom's freaking out that I would say it should be viscous.
Good morning. Thank you for always making me laugh.
You're welcome. We try.
Saturday Night Live creator of Baby Shark in Hell, thought of Vinny and Bryn. I didn't see Saturday Night Live this week. Did you?
I haven't seen it yet. I hear that they did an undercover cop where Kylo Ren dresses down as like an intern on the Death Star.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That sounded funny.
Oh.
You know, because Adam Driver was the... Isn't that his name? Kylo Ren?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Darth Vader guy.
OMG. Texts are flying. Sarah and helicopter crack. Wow. Brutal.
Hey, guys, I wasn't even making a joke. I was just warning people about helicopters.
Bad joke. Boo, Sarah.
Yeah,
if it was a joke, I agree. I would never make a joke about that the day after it happened.
Get out of here.
I wouldn't do it.
510 says, too soon, Sarah.
I didn't do anything.
Well, that's why Sarah's Jane's favorite. Vinny doesn't even know Jane's song. I sang the whole thing.
Do it again.
I don't want to. Okay, this is great.
All right.
LOL, that signal to Vonda was so funny. He cut right away. Good job, Vonda.
Nice job, Vonda. Vonda. Vonda wizard.
Vinny, I'm about to have a baby, and I'm trying to remember the tax thing you got for your kids. 525?
It's a 529E. Mm-hmm. It's a tax-deferred college savings thing.
It's the only way those kids of mine are going to college, because I got to fill that thing up now.
Yeah, you save it up.
And then
it grows
later.
Tax-free. But then when they use it, it's like taxed at their rate. I can't remember.
That'll be
how
their
the
problem
works.
To figure out.
Right.
My oldest goes, I forget what we were talking about, but we're just sitting together and talking about different things. And then she said something about what she's going to be. And I'm all, well, you know, I'm sure, you know, that you... Marriage is an option, but first we'll go to college. She goes, I'm not doing that. And I go, what? She goes, well, I'm going to be a mom. And I'm like, after college, you can be a mom, but first you got to go to college. All right.
Oh, that's cute. I thought I would be a mom, too, when I was little.
Oh, really?
What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, mom.
Aww.
Seemed like a cool job. Sit around drinking coffee all day, yell at your kids, you know.
That's what you
Eat
see.
Food,
huh?
Gossip over the back fence. My mom and Carol Gallagher used to just be over the
Carol and Ellie.
Mike and Carol, by the way.
Oh, how funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like the Bradys, but the Gallaghers. They had a dog named Duke.
No one got their ribs removed. This is all myths. Ribs protect important organs.
But they're talking about those floating ribs.
What is this floating ribs? I don't got any floating ribs.
You do, everyone does. They're the last two pairs on your back. They don't connect.
They're in the back.
But they come around. They're like, you can feel the ends of them.
No, I can feel them.
You can feel the ends of them. Yeah, they're right.
Here's you one. Can't even find
them. You can.
Them.
It's right here. Feel it. Come Let feel me, it.
Yeah,
it's not
I
attached.
Will.
But don't, but be careful. Don't, you're kind of a jabber. You're stabby. You can feel the end of it. How it's not.
Where is it?
Right there.
I don't feel it.
That's the end of it.
That's pretty low, it seems like.
Yeah,
that's the end.
That's
no,
not
so,
your ribs.
Yes, it is. Here's the end of my rib cage right there. It's
back,
right
back
here. It's right here.
Lower back?
Right here. It's not my lower back. That's midway.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You know what? I don't.
You don't have any
I don't
floating
know.
Ribs.
And I tell people's names on the air. I can't believe I did that. Oh, my
Starts
God.
Starts with an SK.
I know. Freaking Vinny. God.
That was me.
It's you.
I'm the one.
Yes. I wrote it down so that he could look up the person and see if they were still friends without having to give any more personal information about people I knew 40 years ago.
I love that we found that dude in 2 seconds.
How did that happen? It's so crazy. Why did I say his name?
Brockton, Mass, man.
Who knew we would find him?
I know.
Whoever texted in that question, thank you so much.
First yeah, of thanks all, so much.
The fact that I didn't even know the answer to it was I felt shamed. Like, geez, how have I not asked that
in all these years?
He says, he's 707. Me again that asked about Boning Brothers, and look what I had you find out. Do I get a prize? VP of NBC now. Wow.
I know, that's crazy. Well, you know, I was always a top tier kind of girl.
Is that right?
No. That's funny.
I purchased my boobs in 1985 and never had them replaced, never had them changed out. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, and I survived a child and breastfeeding because I went below the breast tissue. And I'm happy to have them because they gave me life when I was teased and bullied as a young girl. These are the titles that I... Wait, these are...
Well, like mosquito
bites. Oh, the titles that I got. The girl with two backs, the girl that has no boobs.
Oops, sorry.
Those are
awesome. Wow, that is horrible.
It is. Listen, as listen a person who didn't have any boobs growing up, I know them all. The itty bitty committee, mosquito bites, bee stings.
Mosquito bites. Little do those people know, without my boobs, I was a 49er cheerleader, Super Bowl 83 and 84.
Oh, good for you.
Jeesh, though. She sounds scarred from the teasing.
She does.
I'm completely out of time, and there's so much more, but...
What song is that? I know that song.
Boobs!
Oh, boobs. Well, of course I know it's that. Boobs. I'm like, I know that song. What song is that?
Just I thought you were joking.
I like the keychain, the jingling of the keys version better. That version we did of boobs. Boobs are cool. They make me drool.
I like them all.
Bigger, small.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh,
have a nice
okay,
one.
Great. Fantastic.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Got a couple new texts since we last were
Do
on
we?
The air.
Oh, how lucky for us.
Yep. Here's a couple. You got me laughing out loud over here. Too funny with the tampoons and Peter.
Oh.
Oh, Sarah, I just blushed for you after Vinny read SK. That could be me. I was slutty way back, too.
Yeah. I did. I don't really apologize for my slutty days. They were super fun. But I shouldn't have said that dude's last name. He wasn't even a brother in the set of brothers.
Wrong person.
Holy cow, this is epic. So funny finding the brothers.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Your Facebook stalking right on the air.
We're trolls.
650 says, you just peaked for the week. We can already check out.
Yeah, that's it. We don't have to come in the rest of the week. The craziest part was when you turned it around, like, obviously he's 35 years older. He probably wouldn't be able to recognize me either. But I was like, oh, that could be him.
His eyes.
408 says, my answer to is yes to the brother's question.
Oh, wow.
You little minx.
A brother from Oakland here. I almost spit my cocoa out when Sarah said she smashed two brothers. I was about to have new spirit for Sister Sarah.
I never smashed a brother. I made out with a brother. I smashed faces with him. But we didn't go any further than that.
What are we talking about now?
A brother.
The brother meaning Peter.
No. I mean like a black guy.
Oh, you boned a black guy.
I didn't bone him.
Oh, you did so?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you saw that. Remember you said it was huge.
What?
You told us it was huge.
No, I've never done a black guy. I made out with a guy. I was kind of into him. But he was we made out in a car one time and like did a little feeling around. And then he started bombarding me with calls. That was it. I was like, oh, enough of that.
But isn't that the guy that you, right there in the car, you know? You know.
No, Ben. No.
You guys.
God, I don't know if I don't think you should make those sounds. This seems wrong. I think we should go.
They're your sounds.
They're
I'm doing
sounds.
An imitation
those
of you.
Those are very specifically your sounds.
And Bren's.
Yeah. Two of you. God, what have you guys been up to? Oh, I don't even know what you're doing.
What is wrong with you
All
today?
All right, nothing. Here's what's wrong with me. I'm going to push the button right now. Have a good day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.